happiness is a choice, because it really is. It's a choice. And that's ultimately the idea that I want to ingrain in people, is the idea that we need to choose happiness. And we create so many roadblocks pretty much in our head that literally stops us from the ability of actually having happiness. A big important piece of finding our happiness just being happy, is being self-aware, being just knowing who you are and knowing what actually makes you happy. And what I want to focus on today is paying attention to what made you happy when you were young. Because more often than not, when you were little, when you were a kid, even probably I'd say just starting from the age of 5 all the way to 18, there was probably a good chance that you have a few facets in your life that you had already discovered what made you happy. And then as time has gone on, you've taken up so many different ideas in your head that's cluttered your mind with so many ridiculous ideas that you have to make a certain amount of money. You have to, start a family at this time, have this many kids at this time, or whatever. It could be anything. It could be anything, any idea that's ingrained in your head through friends, family, society as a whole. We're marketed 24/7, all the time. We are constantly being marketed to, being taught what we think should make us happy, what type of home we should have, what type of car we should have. And so really paying attention to what makes you happy is what matters, because once you've figured those things out, it will lead you down a path that I believe will lead you to fulfillment. You know, this idea that you will go to work every day, be fulfilled by that work, and come home and be happy. You know, nobody wants you to come home. You don't want to come home to your family or your dog or your fish. It doesn't matter who you're coming home to. Nobody wants to come home to somebody who had been working 8+ hours a day and they just hate their life. You're just not a fun person to talk to. You're not a fun person to be around, because you aren't living in your truth. You're not living in the way that you should be, you know? And so paying attention to what you liked when you were a kid. So let me give you an example of when I was a kid. When I was a kid, probably I'd say middle school and early high school, there was one thing that I did frequently. I'm not going to say every day, but it was a very frequent choice of mine that I would just go on a walk. And I did this very often. It was maybe 3-4, maybe 5 times a week, maybe even more. I don't even remember how many times, but I would honestly just start walking. And it didn't matter where I was going. There was no goal. I just wanted to walk. And it was a way for me, I think, to really hear myself. That evolved into other things. I mean, I enjoyed dancing in public. That's another thing for me, is that I am an entertainer. I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy the attention of people. Even if I'm not really saying anything interesting, if people are paying attention to me, that automatically, generally, I'm not saying always, it's a turn on to me. It, you know, if people have an interest in me or have an interest in what I'm a part of, that immediately puts me into a different frame. A different framework, I act differently. Seriously, like if I'm with a group of friends and all of a sudden a friend puts a camera on me, they start recording me, all of a sudden I go into a different mode, a different mindset. Because not only am I excited about, you know, creating this little memory with my friends, but I'm excited with whoever might see that video in the future. Whoever it may be, I may never meet these people, but it just excites me that there are people that I don't even know who may see this. And so those are just a couple things that I remember from my childhood, those things that just made me happy. Like, it excites me to think that I'm going to send out this podcast and somebody's going to listen to it. And hey, I don't care what they think of it. They could think it's stupid. They could think it's lame, or that, you know, my thoughts are just a copy of somebody else. And I can admit to that. I can say that, you know, my ideas are probably, a lot of my ideas aren't my original thought. These are thoughts that I have been taking in my entire life from other people. But that's okay. But paying attention to what most authentically makes you happy is so important. There's nothing, in my opinion, more important than really understanding who you are and what you want out of life. Once you figure that out, everything else becomes simple.